Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barry Moltz is here, too. Barry's back. He's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, and also Bounce. That's another one of his books, and he's a very prolific supporter of small business owners and the work that he does, and on many levels is very, very successful and in helping small businesses, and we like hearing what he has to say. Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, and thanks for all the great work you do for small business owners.
Thanks, Barry. You too. So, hey, when I started my business, I had been a hardcore, grizzled old salesman for a long, long time. So when I cranked up my business over 30 years ago, I didn't have to hire a salesperson. I was my salesperson. I'm still my company's lead salesperson. But I also have, over the years, have run into a lot of business owners who didn't have a sales background, didn't like selling, and the first employee they hired was a salesperson. What do you think?
Well, I think the problem we come into is a lot of people think that just because you build your product or service, you know, people are going to come. And it doesn't really work that way. Someone's got to go out there and sell it. And I believe that first person's got to be the founder, because they're the one that's going to have the passion, that's going to understand the pain. And you just can't hire your way out of it, Jim, especially in the beginning.
I don't think I could have. I don't think my company would have ever gotten off the ground had my early customers, and even not just early ones, the ones yesterday, if they didn't see, if they didn't look into my eyes and see me 129% committed to what I'm doing, totally in love with what I do, totally dedicated to serving them, if they didn't see that level of commitment, then I might as well be just another Wall Street company. What do you think?
Right, because remember, and it's not just selling to customers. You've got to sell to your first employees or freelancers to convince them you're worthwhile to work for, or your first vendors. So you're constantly selling all the time, and it's based on really your passion and your belief.
Well, there's no question about it. And so what do you say to people, though? And you've met these people. I know you have. What do you say to those people who are not, don't think of them as salespeople? They think of them as not the anti-salesperson. They, what was it? Sandler created a whole company on training non-salespeople how to sell. What do you say to those people?
I think that we have to get away from the word selling, because a lot of times selling is kind of dirty. People are really afraid of rejection. We're just trying to help, right? We're trying to find out if that particular prospect has the pain that you solve and the money to solve that pain. And if they don't, that's okay, right? Move on to somebody else. But as an expert, you're just trying to help them. And if they don't want the help right now, someone else is going to want the help. So forget selling, I think.
That's a good point. You know, for years and years, for decades, especially when I had a territory back in, you know, decades ago when I was working, when I was plowing the North 40 for Xerox and Sears and people like that, calling on businesses, I walked in and I'd say, what can I do to help you today? And sometimes they would say, all right, I need another one of your products. And sometimes they'd say, I don't need anything you sell, but I got this other alligator that's eating me alive. And then I would say, well, would you like to speak to a friend of mine who takes care of that? And they'd say, yeah. And I'd come around, that's before cell phones. I'd walk around the other side of the desk, pick up the phone, put them on the phone with that person. I'd walk away and say, have a good day. And I did what I was supposed to do. I didn't sell anything. I just helped them, just like you said.
Right, because they saw you when they had a problem. You were the go-to guy, and you could help them with their problems. And that's really all you want. You want to make sure that when someone has the pain that you can solve, they think of you, oh, maybe I'll call Jim and see what he thinks. That's all you want, because if you're in the fight, then you got a good chance of getting the business or getting the business next time.
And that person I just helped and that you just described is their new title is a customer you can't run off.
That's right, exactly.
Right?
And that's what we need.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And so, and see, to me, that's how small business owners, that's how businesses get founded. I've seen business owners who were uncomfortable selling, but I've also seen them learn how to sell. I've also seen them realize that it was imperative that they learn how to sell. So what's your advice? Are we speaking to existing business owners? Are you talking to startups when we have these conversations? Are we telling startups? You know, a lot of startups are young people. And they're not used to face-to-face interactions as much. What do we say to them about selling?
I think, again, we're talking to everybody from startups to someone's already in business. You can't outsource the sales part of your process. Even if you're farther along and let's say you have a sales team, you're still going to be involved in the sales of the company. And, again, that could be to customers, that could be to employees, that could be investors, vendors, whatever it is. But don't shy away from selling. But think of it, Jim, really as helping, as being the expert, as being there when people are ready to buy. You've got to be able to do that because your product, no matter what, your company, no matter what, will never sell itself.
Well, that interaction, that selling moment is ground zero for you finding out what's going on, not only in the marketplace, but what's going on in the life of that customer. And if you and that information is critical to your future success, isn't it? I mean, I tell my audience all the time, if you want to know where you're what you're supposed to be doing a year from now, that information is in the head of your customers. What do you think?
That's right, because people pay with their dollars, right? They pay with their behaviors, and even if they don't want to buy what you're selling today, whatever they're doing is information for you what you perhaps should be doing next.
Well, there's no question about that. And do you see this as a problem as you're out there roaming around in the marketplace? Do you see this as any kind of a crisis, or is it just something you run into from time to time?
No, I think it is a crisis because I see a lot of fear when you mention the word sale. People shy away from it. People.
Do you see? Is that a generational thing? You think that's think about it? I mean, is that something you see among baby boomers as well as Gen Y?
I think it's getting worse, Jim. To your point from before.
Yeah, the face-to-face thing.
I really do. Again, people think they're going to create something very innovative, and people are going to automatically buy it. It still doesn't happen that way.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more wisdom out of Barry Maltz. Barry, I need your website quickly, please.
www.barrymaltz.com.
Just like it sounds. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassing. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.